This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our anti-aging and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, once again, we are joined by Vicki Jamieson, a health and well-being expert specializing in anti-aging advice from the inside out. She is a highly qualified beauty therapist and holistic aromatherapist with more than 25 years experience in the beauty, health, and well-being industry, and has managed her own successful salon and beauty therapy business for more than 20 years. Welcome once again, Vicki, to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here for your listeners today, and I'm looking forward to passing on some gems.
Well, I hear you, and looking forward to hearing from you once again. So, for starters, how can stress make us look 10 years younger? I thought it made us much older.
Well, yes, you're right. It does make us look older. In fact, it's one of the most aging or prematurely aging things we could be doing for our body. But how we can actually use stress to help us look younger is by just being aware of it and being able to identify it on a daily basis. So I think stress is one of those things that we don't think about on a regular basis. So we quite often go through our day not feeling stressed, so we think we're okay. Whereas if we kind of have time to check in with ourselves and make it a habit, like brushing our teeth, then we can actually assess where we're at rather than waiting till it's on overload, if you like. So in that way, stress, instead of it breaking down our skin, so I'm not sure if your listeners are aware that stress breaks down our collagen everywhere in our body, but particularly for our skin, our collagen layer, which is that layer you can't see, is like our mattress for our skin. So when that's getting worn away from stress on the inside, we in fact actually get more lines and we get less firm skin. It looks really saggy in appearance. So staying on top of those stress levels can actually make us look younger. So that's how we can look younger.
So what's your experience with this, and also how do we detect that we are under stress?
Well, that's a really great question, actually. And what I've found is, so over the last 20 years in my clinic, what I was finding was most of my clients were coming in and they were tired, they were worn out, and mainly it was just from being, you know, doing normal things, rushing around, picking up kids, you know, juggling corporate life and work at home and kids and husbands and all the jazz, social activities. So they would come in for a facial and that would be fine for the immediate fix. But what I found was people who would go away with their home care and do it, doing a little bit of home care every single day, which is more on the well-being side of things, would actually start getting less stressed, and they were getting better results with their skincare with an anti-aging effect, if you like. So also, from my experience with adrenal fatigue in my 20s, I also found that over time, with being a lot more aware of stress levels, when something happens to you and you sort of can't get out of bed or you're always so tired, you're very aware of your energy levels. So being aware for starters at the beginning of the day and then again at the end of the day, sort of bookending your day, you can check in and create strategies on either having more time out or allowing yourself to go hard if you need to. If you've got big things coming up, you can kind of go, right, I need to have time either end of that busy period to just recalibrate and eat well and exercise well and do all the things that we already know we should be doing.
Exactly. And so what's one of the best anti-aging techniques you do to minimize your lines?
So one of the things I do, so the best anti-aging thing that I've found, being a bit of a secret actually, going to a beauty therapist, most of your listeners probably realize, is they don't tell you about that inside story. So yes, it matters what you put on your skin as far as high quality and no chemicals, so that you've got a good anti-aging technique going. And then you have the good diet and the good exercise and also mindfulness like meditation or walking on the beach. The biggest difference I've found is having that high quality multivitamin and fish oil that supports the diet, because that seems to be the area that really lets people down. So either they don't have a good diet and think they do, or they're eating a lot of preservatives in their food or fast food, or they are eating really well, but they're still not getting the nutrients for their food. Therefore, they're always tired, and their skin is not repairing. It's not having that time or that energy from the inside to do a lot of the anti-aging and repairing and regenerating that it needs to do. So that's my biggest tip, and has made a massive difference to my skin.
And we thank you for sharing that with our listeners as well. Today we are with Vicki Jamieson, owner of Better Body Beauty Sanctuary, of over 20 years helping women with creating more energy, less stress, and fantastic skin so they feel more confident and proud of how their skin looks no matter what their age, here on eHealth Radio's anti-aging and skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Vicki, what does your skincare routine look like, and how long does it take?
Well, that's a really good question too, because lots of people think I do a huge amount because my skin does look really good. And it's actually doing a few simple things every day rather than going full on once a month. So yes, I still have my facials, but my daily routine is more on having a skincare range that is plant-based, so therefore it's the same affinity as my own skin cells and everything goes in. It's chemical-free and therefore less toxins for my body and my skin to deal with. So then what I do in the morning is I just keep it very simple, morning and evening, and I find this is a key for most people as they don't do their evening routine. Evening time is when your skin is repairing because we're sleeping. It's got nothing else to do but repair itself. During the day, it's just protecting and functioning and focusing on other parts of your body. So in the morning, I cleanse and tone. And I find toner is a big thing that people don't do either. So toning makes a big difference to lines long term. Then I use a serum, an anti-aging serum on my skin, a day cream with SPF and an eye cream. And then very similarly again in the evening, I'm cleansing and toning, I'm using my anti-aging serum and a night cream and an eye cream. So morning and evening, it takes me less than 2 minutes, so less than the time it takes to brush your teeth at night. And then I fit in my weekly things like exfoliating. I might do in the shower once a week, and then I'll do once a week on a Friday night or a Sunday night, and follow up with a mask. So my masking I do, again, twice a week is really good for, regenerating. When you're over 45, you need to regenerate a little bit more. So I'll do that once, usually in the shower, actually, during the week, and then once in the weekend or a Friday night. And I follow that up with my facials and my massages. But as I say, it's the things that you do every day that have the biggest impact on your skin, and particularly that nighttime routine.
Certainly rich information there in all regards. How do people usually work with you?
Well, I'm here in Melbourne, actually, in Australia. So I have a salon, which I work hands-on 10 hours a week, and still doing treatments. I mainly now, though, do one-on-one through Skype, so I can help people with well-being and finding the holes that are in their routines, and it might be just something really obvious that they can't see, so that they can stop that whole rushing around and feeling out of control type thing, get their systems and their routines down pat. And then I also do have a 30-day and a 12-week program that I run online, and it's also very personalized, so it is one-on-one as well as online modules kind of thing. The other thing I do is help health professionals as well as what I call regular people, so people like you and I who are really interested in health and well-being, with a home-based business. So trying to get that integration of less stress around money and having energy and doing all the things that we love doing.
What a service that you offer. Congratulations on that, and serving for over 20 years as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts on today's topic?
Well, I have one tip, actually, if you could take away nothing else, is to choose one thing to focus on in a week and improve that until it becomes part of your routine. So whether that's skincare, whether that's diet, whether that's exercise, before moving to the next improvement, because most things we change takes time, and if we don't get it straight away, we think we're no good or we're a failure, and we really just haven't allowed ourselves the time to get it right. So it's being kind to yourself and allowing yourself that time to just improve slowly.
Certainly appreciate all the rich information here today. As always, Vicki, always good to have you with us. Where can our listeners get more information, and how can they be in touch as well?
Well, they can connect with me through my website on my contact page. So my website is www.betterbody.net.au. And that is on that contact page. I also have an e-newsletter that goes out every week, so they can contact me through that. Also through Facebook at Better Body Beauty Sanctuary, and they can personal message me there as well.
Well, Vicki, thank you once again for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thanks, Eric. It's been a pleasure being on, and I'm hoping everyone's had some little gems there. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Vicki Jamieson, owner of Better Body Beauty Sanctuary, of over 20 years helping women with creating more energy, less stress, and fantastic skin so they feel more confident and proud of how their skin looks, no matter what their age. And once again, the website of reference is betterbody.net.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Anti-Aging and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.